to some breaking news. The ECB has pretty well as expected announced a 0.25% increase in interest rates. Our economics correspondent Robert Short is with us in studio with the latest on this. This brings the ECB's base rate now to 3.5%. It hasn't been this high in how long, Robert?
2001. So yes, absolutely changed times as far as monetary policy and interest rates are concerned across the EU and obviously across the euro area rather. And obviously the big factor in all of this is inflation. And as part of their statement, which has just come through announcing the quarter point increase, which is the eighth successive increase since the ECB began to respond to higher inflation in the euro area last July, they've actually announced that they have increased their forecast for core inflation. So that's inflation when you take away volatile energy and food inflation, which we've seen so much of. So if you like, the price of everything else is catching up with the inflation that we've already seen. And they've increased their forecast for core inflation this year to 5.1%. So I suppose that tells you a tale there, which is that there's a lot of lingering inflation yet. And it seems as if, you know, all of those hints from various members of the Governing Council that we may have another increase come July may actually come to pass.
Right. Now, quite a few mortgage holders are for the moment anyway, protected from these increases because they're on fixed rates. But for those who are exposed, people who are on tracker mortgages, people who are on variable mortgages, what's this going to mean?
Well, for those who are on trackers, they will see an automatic increase in their rates as a result of this move. So 40% of mortgage holders are either on trackers or variable rates. So variable rates about 18%, trackers about 22% of the number of people, the number of households on mortgages. So they'll see a direct pass through. And then for the moment, the 60%, the majority of people who have mortgages in the state, they're on fixed rates. But about a fifth of that number overall are on fixed rates of less than 2 years. So, you know, they may possibly see a higher rate when they come to renegotiate their mortgages. But for the moment, the ones who will directly feel it are people who are on tracker mortgages.
Very good. Robert, stay with us because I think there's more in that statement from the ECB and you might bring us some of that in just a couple of minutes' time. Meanwhile, we're joined by Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty, who's been accusing the government today of having its head in the sand when it comes to these repeated mortgage rate interest increases by the ECB. And Piers Doherty joins us now. Good afternoon, Deputy Doherty. And thank you for talking to us this afternoon. Sinn Féin for some months now has been calling for the reintroduction of mortgage interest relief to try to alleviate the impact of some of these increases on mortgage holders, on homeowners. What kind of relief are you looking for?
What we've been suggesting to government since last year is that they would bring forward a mortgage interest relief that would target the additional interest that households are being asked to bear since these increases kicked in July of last year. And the proposal is that a third of that, 30% of that, would actually be absorbed by the state up to a maximum of €1,500. So it doesn't insulate everybody from all of the pain in terms of the eight consecutive increases that we've seen, rates now increasing by 4% compared to where they were last year. If you're on a tracker or if your loan has been sold to a vulture fund, they have nearly automatically been passed on, and others have been hit with some increases in variable rates and more increases in fixed rates. So it's about trying to support some families in terms of the shock. I think the ECB, our own central bank, laid it out very well, Brian, just last month when they did an analysis of what this means for households. And they said a fifth of all households with a mortgage are now paying €4,800 more in interest than they were this time last year. And that was before today's interest hike, and last month's interest hike was taken into account. So you can just see how big an income shock this is for many families.
This Sinn Féin proposal, this mortgage relief, would only apply, do I understand you correctly, to people who are either on trackers or who are on variable rates. People who are on fixed rates wouldn't be able to avail of this?
No, people on fixed rates also would avail of it if they have, as it was mentioned earlier on, if they have rolled off their fixed rate onto a new fixed rate. So if you have come off your fixed rate this year and you're going on to a new fixed rate across AIB, Bank of Ireland, Permanent TSB, they have all increased their fixed rates by at least 1.5%. So therefore, if you're one of those that are rolling off a fixed rate, going on to a new fixed rate, you would actually be able to benefit from this as well. And this model was done by the independent budgetary office here in the House of the Rochtas, and they calculated the costs associated with that type of measure. So anybody who sees their interest rates... Well, there's some assumptions baked into this here, Brian. So, for example, the upper limit in this for an 8-month period was €400 million. But for that to actually apply, it would mean that all variable rates would have to increase by 2% tonight. That hasn't happened. Indeed, Bank of Ireland, Permanent TSB, hasn't even increased variable rates at all. And again, fixed rates would have to not go up by 1.5%, which has happened in many of the banks, but actually 3%. So that's a very much an upper level.
Further, as we've been hearing for hours, there could be further increases yet to come. So that would add to the cost.
No, and unfortunately, it's not that there could be further increases. There is really likely to be further increases. And that's why we're saying that the government needs to get their head out of the sand. They need to support these households. We've given examples of single parents whose interest has gone up by 8,400 before today's interest rate hikes.
Right. But so €400 million, that'll be funded from the windfall taxes?
Yeah, when you mention, well, it's not just the windfall taxes. Next year, we project a budget surplus of €16 billion. €12 billion of that is surplus windfall taxes. €4 billion of that is recurring tax that is expected to come every year. But you mentioned in relation to if interest rates get higher, will there be additional costs? That's why there's an upper limit on this here, that no household can benefit more than €1,500. And we recognise that for some, that's not enough, but it's about stepping in to try and provide some protection in terms of this cost of living blow.
What about people drawing down a new mortgage and paying these new higher fixed rates? Would they be included in this?
No, because they would be obviously making a decision in relation to what they can afford themselves at that point in time. They haven't seen an increase in their costs in terms of servicing the mortgage.
Well, mortgage interest relief would allow them to take out a larger potentially mortgage. It would help them.
Of course it would, and there would be a counter argument that it could actually fuel house prices. So that's why it's not there for new mortgages. This is for existing people who have already taken out loans, who have debts, and as a result of the work that the ECB is doing to try and tame inflation, yes, they are definitely damping down people taking out new borrowings, whether it's businesses or indeed for homes, but they're also impacting these cohort of individuals who have a loan, and particularly those worst pressed are those who had their loans sold on to the Vulture Fund, something that should never have happened.
And when would this be unwound, would you think?
Well, we believe, we've argued that this would continue until the end of the year in terms of the form that we have suggested. You have to then look at the interest rate environment at that time. My own view is that this would need to be extended in maybe a different fashion into 2024.
As long as rates remained elevated?
Well, we do expect the ECB and inflation, the ECB themselves expecting inflation to come to the 2% level in the third quarter of 2025. You'll expect probably interest rates to start to come down before that. They'll never go back to where they were.
No, but so at what point would you say, right, we're going to end this scheme?
For example, when people aren't being charged 9% by vulture funds,
They're being charged what by vulture funds?
Well, what you're trying to do is you're trying to support people during the income shock. So we're saying bring in this scheme till the end of the year. You're probably looking at a modified scheme for 2024, and then you're unwound at that stage. That would be our thinking in relation to that.
But you can't say to us when ECB rates come back to 2%, that's when it would end.
No. This is about addressing the income shock, Brian, that people are having. People will adjust in terms of higher costs. People will adjust in terms of higher energy costs, higher food costs. But just like the government intervened when petrol and diesel went above €2, just when they intervened when energy costs went up, the biggest cost of living pressure in any household that we've seen over the last 2 years is actually mortgage interest costs. It dwarfs the type of additional costs in terms of energy or in terms of food. These are costs, as the central bank have outlined, for 20% of households are in the region of 5,000 euro. Others, we're seeing 8,000 and 9,000 euro. There needs to be an intervention, and it needs to happen now to deal with the shock.
Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin, thanks very much. As I say, we still have here in studio Robert Short, who's been looking over that statement from the ECB, because it's these increases, announcements are accompanied by a statement of future monetary policy. What are they saying, Robert?
Well, really, they're not straying too far from what they've said on previous occasions. I mean, they're saying that inflation is projected to remain too high for too long. They've said that before. So there's no softening in their outlook, if you like, when it comes to inflation. They're obviously still very concerned about it. They're saying that there are tentative signs of softening. So, you know, perhaps they're seeing the early signs of some of the pressures when it comes to inflation beginning to ease somewhat. But they're still using that strong term there to describe inflation. So, in other words, I think they're still very concentrated on the problem of inflation, which means that the possibility of another rate hike probably hasn't gone away. But we'll hear more about that when Christine Lagarde starts her press conference in a little under half an hour. They've also reduced their forecast for growth in the euro area. So they're forecasting growth now of 0.9% this year, which is fairly anemic. And really for growth not to recover too much in 2024 and 2025. You're looking at growth forecasts of 1.5% next year, 1.6% in 2025, and inflation forecast to remain at 2.3% on average in 2025. But as Piers Doherty said, they're probably forecast to dip closer towards their target rate of 2% towards the end of the year after next.
Robert Short, economics correspondent, thank you for that.